Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Bill is famous for saying and telling the team, do your job and also ignore the noise. Correct me if I'm wrong. I get the distinct feeling that nobody ignored the noise from last week in that locker room because you came out and you played with an I'll show you kind of edge. Were you able to ignore the noise last week?
Well, I think it was over the course of the week because there's a lot of people outside of our locker room that, you know, never want to really see the Patriots win or do well. Certainly our opponents in the AFC East. So, you know, the more you eliminate distractions and eliminate, you know, listening to what people may say or think about you, the more you could focus on what you're able to do. So, you know, it was a really tough loss for us last week. We understood that it was one game and we didn't play well and we could perform a lot better than we did. And we went out there and did it last night, which was really great to see because, you know, we have a team that has a lot of mental toughness and a lot of heart. And I'm glad that we went out and played our best game of the year so far. So it's a great step. Just a building block is one game in a long season. And, you know, we got a huge one this week against Buffalo. So we got to bring the same attitude like we do every week. You know, really an urgency to get better and make improvements and then, you know, go out there and let it rip next Sunday.
Tom, can you explain to we three idiots how the offensive line can go from the kind of performance they had in Kansas City to the tremendous performance they had last night in just a short week? How does that happen from a football standpoint?
Well, that's a great question. You know, why? And I thought the offensive line last week they did a great job last week. We just didn't make enough plays offensively to score enough points. But, you know, I got a lot of confidence in those guys. They know it. I mean, they worked their butts off. You know, they're coached hard. The expectations for everybody on offense are very high. And, you know, we all want to go out there and do the best for one another. So what we don't do well as a team, you know, because that's what it's always about. It's about, you know, all of us doing the right thing every play so that we can all achieve and succeed and accomplish our goals. So when we don't do that, you know, we all take it to heart and, you know, because it's important, because, you know, we care, because, you know, we don't have a lot of opportunities in a season to do that. So I was just proud of the way that everybody fought. You know, there's a lot of, you know, negative things that were being said and, you know, that's just part of dealing with professional football and professional sports. But, you know, we really took it as, you know, the challenge that it was and, you know, went out there and played with a lot of mental toughness, which was just awesome to see.
Hey, Tom, I'm reading a story right now about Gronk and the guy standing in front of Gronk's locker, and Gronk is getting choked up. He's so emotional talking about you and what's it like to play for you and play with you. Did any of these guys say they were playing for you last night, that they won this for you?
Well, you know, I love Gronk. You know, from the moment that we drafted him and what he's meant to this team, and, you know, you talk about a guy who's overcome a lot of things and, you know, the mental toughness of him and the physical toughness of him and what he brings on the practice field, his attitude and his energy, he's overcome so much. So, you know, I'm lucky to be able to play with someone like that. And, you know, he knows I love him and how I care about him and want him to do the best that he can do. So, you know, he's a special guy.
Why didn't you keep the ball? When Edelman handed it to you, why'd you give it back to him? And why did you play that little game with Edelman with the ball?
Jules is like, you know, one of my younger brothers. So, you know, we always have fun together you know, I told him, I said, you spike it. And he tossed it back to me. He said, you spike it. And I threw it back to him. And then he threw it back to me. So that was awesome.
That was good body language, I have to say. You know,
a lot of national and local people, me included, said it looks like you're on the decline. Looks like there's been, you know, we talked about the numbers that have dropped, all that stuff. And obviously this week after Monday night, you were the biggest sports story in the country. The question is, Brady done? Is it over? Is this finally done? Human nature for me, maybe you're different than me. Human nature would be, I'd be pissed off. I'd be pissed off at every single star. I'd be pissed off at talk radio. Do you use that? Are you angry? Do you even pay attention to it? How much of that do you pay attention to?
You know, I'm not, no, I'm not, angry at all. I've been lucky. I've been so lucky over the years to be in a place where we've, you know, won a lot of games. I don't always say all the time, like, you know, the media has been so good to me, you know, and it's, you know, I've been very fortunate, you know, that there's not a lot of negative things that have ever been said about me. And, you know, hopefully I carry myself in a manner where, you know, that's not the case. And I try to do the right thing on and off the field. And, you know, I play for an organization that tries to do the right things on and off the field. So, you know, when things like, you know, last week happened, I can imagine dealing with that for years and years and years. That would be really tough, you know, because, you know, the impact that it has on your life and on your family and, you know, more, especially for people that are outside of, you know, yourself that care about you and see that want to defend you when people don't say things, because we're in the public spotlight and deal with things that, you know, like a performance and, you know, when people are critical of a performance, you know, whether it be your parents or your friends or, you know, your coaches that want to defend you. But, you know, really the only thing that matters is you go out and play and trying to play well. So, you know, like I said, I'm a lucky guy, man. I think I've learned a lot over the years through competition and, you know, being at your best. And, you know, I know what I'm capable of, and I have a lot of belief in that. And I think that's what is a great motivator for me. And I want to be the best. And I know I can be even better than I was last night. So, you know, I don't walk away from last night going, wow, yeah, it was perfect. I mean, there's a lot of things that I can do better, and I still want to do better. Certainly as a leader for our team, you know, to be the best, most positive, you know, inspirational leader I can be for my teammates, because they deserve that. And that's what a veteran player is all about, to show them the way, to do it the right way, to communicate it, and always to try to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And, you know, the guys that I play with, you know, I love all those guys. They put a lot of trust in me. I put a lot of trust in them. You know, the coaches put a lot of trust in me. You know, I'm grateful for all those guys and their support, and certainly, you know, all that they do for me to help me try to be at my best. So I'm a lucky guy.
When Brandon Spikes landed in Buffalo, he guaranteed 2 Bills wins over the Patriots this year. And I say that to ask this: what form and what is the process, Tom, that bulletin board material is utilized in that locker room? Is it spoken in meetings? Is literally something tacked up on a bulletin board? How does Bill and his staff get you people to understand whatever information they think is necessary for bulletin board material in that organization?
Well, Brandon was probably never able to make predictions when he was here, so it's probably, you know, years of him wanting to. Now he gets the chance. So he, Brandon was a great teammate and a great player for us. So, you know, he'll be excited about this game. I know that, but it's going to be decided between, you know, when the ball's kicked off and between the white lines, and I'm sure he'll want to try to make a big impact on the game. You know, we got a lot of players that are going to try to make a big impact on the game too. So, you know, we let our play do the talking, and, you know, it's going to take they had a great win this last week at Detroit, which is a tough place to win. You know, and they're playing good. So we got to go out there and play our best. And Brandon, like I said, he's a great player, man. He's, you know, I always, when he was on our team, I always admired him for his work ethic and for his ability to come out there and rise to the occasion, be a real playmaker for our defense, and he's being that for the Bills now. So, you know, whatever he says, you know, ultimately we've got to go out there and combat on the field, and that's what we plan to do.
Tom, that first half with all the flags flying for no apparent reason in many cases seemed to take forever. How is that as the quarterback trying to maintain a pace, maintain a rhythm, and are you starting to get a little irritated at all that laundry flying for no apparent reason?
I think all the players would prefer to be less flags. You know, sometimes they call it tight. You know, we had a lot of penalties last night, which hurt us on a couple drives. You know, that does affect the rhythm of what we're doing, but, you know, we got to overcome them. We overcame them, I think, a couple times, but not enough. And you can't win consistently if you turn it over and penalize yourself. So we got to try to find a way to eliminate the penalties, you know, because they're holding us back a little bit, and we just got to do a better job trying to understand how the game's going to be called and then play within the rules.
You know, I know you said that you were able to kind of ignore the doubters and the cynics last week, but It seems to me that most people haven't, because Chris Mortensen's report had real legs, Tom. And I just wanted to read one paragraph to you, because I have my doubts here. It says, sources said Tom Brady's uncomfortable with the personnel and coaching changes. The consequences have led to tensions between Brady and the coaching staff, with Brady's input into game plans, personnel packages, formations, pre-snap adjustments being significantly diminished. He says he talked to several players and coaches, and that's what he learned. Is that true?
I mean, I've always had input on what we do. I think that's what's been, you know, so great for me being here, is I've always had the opportunity to say how I feel and what I think. And those are very personal discussions that I have, you know, with, you know, my coaches, and, you know, they have so much respect for me. I have so much respect for them. You know, it's certainly, I don't feel that way. I would never say that way. And it's, you know, it's nice for me to have an opportunity when you hear from my voice how I really feel. And, you know, I feel, you know, there's no place I'd rather play. Certainly there's no coach I'd ever want to play for than Coach Belichick. You know, my relationship with offensive coaches is great. I respect them more than, you know, way more than they even know, for the work that they put in to try to get us players ready to play. So, you know, I think we've had a good thing going for a long time. And, you know, I don't know. I could see why it can be, you know, people can try to be divisive when things aren't going well. And, you know, that's not what our team's always been about. And I think, you know, the problems we've experienced this year have nothing to do with anything that's been written or said. And I try to tell you guys, it's about our execution and what us players need to do. But our coaches put us in a great position to win every week. And the way that they prepare, you know, there's nobody that has more respect for them than me. And certainly, if I ever had an issue with anybody in our organization, then how we deal with it as men is we go talk to each other about it. And, you know, it's unfortunate when things get said, because I said after the game, there's very personal relationships that I have that, you know, you have years and years of trust and support with. And then, you know, someone other than myself says something and it gets reported as if it's a fact. But there's certainly no truth to it, to the way that I feel, and they know that the way that I feel about them. So it's actually a great opportunity for me to, you know, say that from my own voice of, you know, how much I, you know, respect and love the job that they do for us players. Because, you know, I don't think there's a better staff in the league that puts us in a position to win each week as players.
So when Mortensen writes that your input in the game plans, personnel groups, and pre-snap adjustments have been significantly diminished, you're saying that's not the case, right?
Absolutely not. I've always had input, and there's not one play that's ever been called in the game that, you know, I've said, look, I don't want to run that play, or that's not the way it works. I think there's always a great working relationship that I've had. Certainly when Charlie was here, when Josh was here the first time, when Billy was calling plays, when Josh was calling plays, you know, this time, and we talk all the time. And there's, you know, I've always had the ability to do those things. That's what, you know, that's what makes, you know, going to work every day challenging, because, you know, there's always so much to learn and to work with people that you trust and respect and that are a hell of a lot smarter than me. That usually brings out the best in me. So, like I said, I'm very lucky to have those guys.
Who called the underhanded play pass to Ridley?
That was a mistake by me, actually. I had the play flipped in my head, and I thought we were going left. I forgot that I called it right in auto. I turned to flip it right, and he went left. So it was kind of a oh shit moment there at that point.
You happy now, Kurt?
Yeah.
Screwed up.
Hey, yeah, good. We both scored.
Can Tim Wright do that every week, Tom?
I hope so. And when he does, it's a big impact on our team. So he's only been here for 4 weeks. I mean, we got him late in training camp. So, you know, he's getting his legs underneath them and understanding every week the positions we're putting him in. But I mean, he's done a great job, and he's really a mature guy who's taken the challenge and stepped up to it, understood, you know, what the team's asked him to do. And the more that he's been out there, the more we produce. So he's a, You know, he's got a great maturity about him. He really wants to do a great job. He plays with his heart. You know, he's been a lot of fun to be around. So the more we can incorporate him, you know, the receivers are, you know, doing a great job getting a little more action there. And, you know, we're gonna keep plugging away, trying to build on yesterday. Like I said, certainly it wasn't perfect from my standpoint. There's things that I got to do a better job of. And then, you know, go on to Buffalo and try to play our best game. For as much, you know, the enthusiasm there was last night, the energy in our stadium, we got to bring that to Buffalo. And because they're going to be fired up. They're coming off a big win. This is road games in the division are huge for our team. So we got to be able to go out there and, you know, try to raise our level of play to the highest possible and go out there and try to get a great win.
All right, Tom, we end with the quarterback question of the week brought to you by your New England Cadillac dealers. Visit newenglandcadillac.com for your exceptional offers. I have it on good authority. In fact, I think it was you that told us a couple of years ago, your house does not look like a Tom Brady trophy case. But I'm wondering, does the 50,000-yard football gain a place of honor in your home?
Truthfully, it doesn't. So,
did you save it?
No, I don't know who's got the ball. It's certainly not me. But, that should be for Patriot fans to enjoy. Cause that's a, you know, look, it goes down as an individual award, but every player that I've ever played with plays a part of that. So that should go to the Patriot Hall of Fame. And, you know, that should be for the fans to be able to see. Cause, that we accomplish everything together, you know, to play with the teammates that I've played with over the years is, like I said, I'm a lucky guy to have guys on our team like Gerard and Vince and Rob Ninkovich, Devin, Julian, you know, Danny, all these guys that, you know, play such a big part in the success of our team. Without those guys, you know, I can't do anything. So, you know, it's a great honor for, you know, like I said, they count as individual honor. I look at it, you know, as really an honor to all the guys that I've ever played with because, you know, that's, you know, the best part about football is the relationships that I have with all the people that I've played with because, you know, I always want them to respect and I want to earn their respect every day by my attitude and, you know, my ability to go out there and try to do the best for them and vice versa. That's why it's so special. And like I said, after the end, there's moments in our locker room after the game that, you know, that's the reason why you play because to experience those moments and you can't, you know, there's no price tag you can put on that. It was, you know, it was a pretty, pretty special night, but we got to, the truth is it's a long year. We got to turn the page. We got to move on. We got to gas up the tank again and get ready to go out on Sunday and try to be at our best.
All right. So just to be clear, there are no mementos or trophies in your house or do you have like an MVP hidden away somewhere?
The more my wife is taking over the decorating of our house, the less my stuff, you know, gets shoved in the corners where you don't see it. So, there's not many of my things sitting around, which is fine for me, but there's a couple of, you know, I have some great mementos that I keep, like, I have Super Bowl pylons that are pretty cool from, 2003. I got a Super Bowl ball from 2001. I got the cleats I wore in the game in 2004. Certainly my Super Bowl rings I keep in a safe. You know, some Super Bowl MVP trophies, those are pretty special. So those are actually in the house. I don't know where my wife put those. But, I got some great ones over the years.
All right. Congratulations on a big win last night. We'll talk to you next week, Tom.
All right, guys. Thanks. Have a great week.
Tom.